Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode number 61. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on, gentlemen?
Not too much. What's going on with you guys?
Oh, just recording, right? Mm-hmm. Wednesday night. That's what we do.
This is how we do it, right?
This is how we do it. No, I'm doing all right.
We just had a nice chat. We can't call it a guest chat because it wasn't ours.
No, it wasn't our show.
With the Grim Dark.
We were interviewed.
Grim Dark Diary Girls.
Yeah.
Nikki and Megan.
Yeah. Megan and Nikki on their show. Right. It's fun being interviewed.
It is fun.
Let them ask the questions.
She gave us homework and pop quizes.
Yeah.
Or they did.
I hadn't done algebra in a while. Physics. No.
Yeah. All right. This is no calculus.
It was fun being on their show.
It was. And we appreciate
good time.
The invite.
I like talking with them.
Yeah. They have a great show too. The Grim Dark Diaries. So
our neighbors to the north, we said, right?
Check them out.
We told them when we get our Mako jet, that's where we're heading first, to Nova Scotia. Yeah. And then we're going to Texas, down to see Evil Never Dies.
Yeah.
And who knows from there, wherever the wind blows, right?
Turd.
Of
course.
We'll
go to California, see
Malta. Yeah.
I was going to say see the Hillbilly Horror Stories friends, but we just drive down to Kentucky.
Yeah, we just drive down there.
But I think I think they're going to be moving to Florida sometime. So,
ooh, well. See,
then we'll take
we have
jet.
To, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it was fun. And you guys having a good week? How's your week going?
Sure.
We never really talked about that.
We never did.
Nate, I'm going to take that as either you don't want to talk about it or it's just...
Mine's been okay. It's been busy, but...
It's a sure.
Yeah, it's been okay. Yeah. He's been swimming in buckets of, let's say, poo. You know. Come on, we get out of that bucket of poo.
50-50. Yeah.
50-50?
Yeah. It's life.
Half of it's good, half of it's... Yeah. Whatever, it's life.
we have these colorful visuals for you, you know, like buckets of poo. That's always
buckets of poo.
Sometimes that's what life is.
Stepping in it. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think he said it's a vat of, what did you call it? You said it's like a vat.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the Joker, acid.
Yeah, there's no buckets here. I'm just falling straight into a vat.
A vat.
Just a straight shoot. A quick water slide into the.
I'm sure that we have listeners out there like, yep, I understand that.
I think everybody.
We all get it.
Yeah. I've had a pretty good week. Mm-hmm. See, what is this? Good. Wednesday. So I was telling you guys, I got my new glasses and sunglasses.
And a fresh haircut.
Fresh haircut. Got my ears lowered today.
Nice.
And I get my next tattoo tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The Georgia Bulldog logo.
I thought it was Care Bears.
No. No, I already have that. No.
That goes on your buttocks.
Fraggle Rock.
Buttocks.
I got on my buttocks.
You get Fraggle Rock.
No, not doing
Fraggle Rock. Down to Fraggle Rock.
I tried to break my glasses earlier.
Yeah.
He was headbutting the microphone.
Creepies, he nailed the microphone.
If it was on, you just hear the loudest thud.
And me going,
ow! That's something I would normally do.
You know how in the cartoons when their eyes go up?
Yeah,
where they circle. Yeah. Or Nate.
It would have
poked your eye out.
And it brought up a good question. Do we have Nate insured? Because we should have him insured. People insure their hair. They insure their voice. They insure their feet or whatever they're...
I'm going to be honest. I wanted you to be okay, but mainly because, again, Nate, we need you to run the sound and edit.
And eventually, obviously, we're
going to
stop.
How well this is going to go.
Todd and I are eventually going to stop showing up, you know, so that's what we've decided, that we're just going to turn into the Nate Show. So
Have a microphone.
You do. We didn't want to
say that. Oh, man, you didn't.
Your nickname's going to be Mike.
It's one of those where it's like, ooh, are you all right? And then you start laughing. It's like when my wife turned her ankle playing in the front yard soccer last year.
And you laughed at her, I remember that.
We had a tree removed a few years ago, and there's the... You know, they had the tree stump removed, so it's got a little hole in the front yard, and man, she bit it and went down, and I mean hard. And then we're like, oh my God, and Liza was playing. We're like, are you okay? And you start laughing.
I mean, you can't help it. I know.
And she starts laughing. I mean, in her pain, she's like ready to cry and scream. But yeah, she's laughing.
So. It is hard not to laugh at other people.
I do that all the time.
It's not nice.
You got to wait till they're okay.
And it happens. Right. This is right.
On Monday, we have a little like utility golf cart thing.
Oh, yeah.
Cushman brand or something like that. Out where we're working. And it has a pinel hitch bolted to the back of it so you can pull little trailers and stuff with it. Every single one of us has found that hitch.
Ooh,
except for me.
Until Monday.
Oh.
Monday was your day.
But I knew it was there. I thought I sidestepped far enough to miss it. No, I did not miss it. All you heard was, boom! You see the little golf cart thing wobble. And everybody like looks up and goes, you found it.
Yeah. Welcome to the club, right?
It is the worst. That is. And you know what they say, life's a hitch.
Yeah. Life is a big hitch.
Yeah, that.
And then you die.
Yeah, I'm just beating myself up all week. And then yesterday I took a sleever bar to my wrist. So
you were telling me about that. Does that feel better today?
A little bit. I still feel that swollen and bruised, but.
We're finding out what the
I can move.
The 50-50 is all about.
Bucket of poo. Remember we told you?
Every day I'm getting hurt.
I was telling the guys that like a week or two ago when I was looking down on my phone, I put the garage door up.
I'm getting the visual too of this.
You know, you think you cleared it, but when you don't, you find out that you didn't. Man, I nailed that.
It'll let you know.
Straight on the forehead. I mean, knocked it hard, and I hit it so hard that it stopped. And the light, everything was flashing. I was like, crap.
He was like, what the heck was that?
I'm grabbing at birds in the air. And,
I see stars.
Tweety bird.
But then it gets it's like, I start laughing at myself. I'm like, Now I look around like,
you have to.
I hope no one's walking by or driving.
Well, I told you, like, all the rings across the street are probably like, yes, I'm putting that on Twitter. Or not Twitter, TikTok.
Well, it was like when I
nailed it.
Got hard. Hit with my sleever bar, I was just like, well, did it at least look cool?
Right, yeah. Right.
Because my sleever bar went
give
flying
it a 10, right?
Across the room.
Oh, my gosh.
We're middle aged and beat up, I think.
That's right.
You know, creeped out and beat up. So,
But we're here.
we're here, and I think we're going to have another good episode.
This is going to be awesome.
It is, yeah. And so, like I said, we just had a nice, we were the guests on the Grimgark. It's the Grimgark Diaries. Grimdark Diaries. So
Mushmouth.
Mushmouth. Okay, so I have, again, creepies, I do not have an official name for.
If somebody has a name out there, let's hear it.
Yeah, I would love, yeah. And if you submit a name and I end up picking it, I will send you some merch.
I thought you were going to say the Mako Jet.
No, I can't do that. That's
not yet.
Not
yet.
So here is my stat of the, I don't know, stat, something, whatever.
Quick minute stat.
That's right. Okay, here we go.
Silly stat.
Since I have been visually impaired I've had glasses since I was 13, so 38 years. Here we go. More than 1 billion people. 1 billion.
1 billion.
More than 1 billion people worldwide have some kind of vision impairment.
I'm including that.
The World Health Organization estimates that approximately 1.3 billion people in the world have some sort of vision impairment. So there you go. That is your stat of the
episode. Mine's a funny story.
Hmm.
So Rachel, she decided, hey, I'm going to go to the eye doctor, get new glasses. I'm like, all right, yeah, that's cool. I think I was 33. So I was like, I'll go with you. Maybe I should get my eyes checked. I maybe had them checked back in school at some point. I don't know. So I was like, yeah. Was it hurt? I got insurance, whatever. I'll go get an eye exam.
Yeah.
Go in there, and they're like, yeah, you could benefit from glasses. okay.
How about that?
So I was like, well, how serious is it? Well, then I got my first pair of glasses. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can see stuff.
It's a brand new world for Nate.
Yeah, I had no idea my vision was that bad. Well, I mean, it wasn't horrible. Like, even today.
You could function?
Yeah, I don't wear my glasses when I'm at work.
Oh, you don't really?
No, because I have to wear safety glasses anyhow. So.
Oh, right, yeah.
I got you.
So I don't wear them at work. And up close, I'm fine. It's distance. Mainly, it's just stigmatism.
So you're nearsighted.
Yeah.
I am too.
So
but I'm really bad sighted, period.
Bad sighted, yeah. Mine goes back into the 80s where it's the world looks mighty good to me because Tootsie Rolls are all I see. Oh, I was waiting for that one for like how many episodes?
Nate, cut his mic.
Cut him off.
Cut the mic.
So, and how? And when did you get glasses?
33. Wow.
Yeah, I've had them.
So now it's like, man, I could have benefited from.
I got the astigmatism in both eyes.
It's not on my driver's license or nothing. I can operate a vehicle without them. I don't need them.
I have the A.
But I like
my license.
I like how everything looks. Everything looks crisp and clean. And
yeah.
You know, so I wear them all the time. I don't have to, but I do.
Sure.
I always thought astigmatism was for like old geezers. And when they told me I had astigmatism, I'm like, how is that possible? Because the cartoons,
it's
always
like glaucoma or something.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah. Right. Am I dying?
Well, you know what they say. Cataracts are nice, but Rinkins are pretty good too. So...
Cut his mic.
It's the Nate Show. Hello.
Oh, hey, Sam. There's Sam. You bust open the door. Like, you can tell we're...
Like Hulk Hogan. He's ripping his shirt off.
The bull and the bull mastiff is coming
out. So, when I was 44, which was, 7 years ago, go to my eye doctor. And she goes, everything looks healthy, looks good. You know, I usually always have the full shebang. I want to make sure retinas look good. She goes, but we are going. We're going to have to visit bifocals. And I went, excuse me?
And you know you're...
She goes, I said, bifocals? And I'm thinking, you know, I'm not 74, mm-hmm. I'm 44. She goes, welcome to the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
She said that, she goes, people are getting bifocals a lot sooner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Both my kids have bifocals, and they're 11 and 14.
I wonder if it has anything to do
and
with
I have the no
the
line.
Phones.
They have the no line.
Yeah, the progressive.
The phone.
That's what Rachel has, too. But yeah,
like,
she...
What?
She took it so hard.
Bifocals.
Because it was like 40. She turned 40. We went got glasses. And like, yeah, you need bifocals. She's like, I'm an old lady.
I know. Right. I said, I'm 44. She goes, welcome to the 40.
Yeah.
And then next, hearing aids.
What's that?
Wait, what?
Wait, what was it?
Sean, did you say something?
No, not selective hearing. Selective hearing doesn't count.
He's lying. His lips are moving.
But yeah, now my kids, oh, man, they have bifocals. Yeah. And Elijah has contacts now. The 11-year-old boy does good. He puts
them
in.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm too wimpy. I don't want to touch my eye. I'm the only one in our house that doesn't
wear contacts.
I've
been doing them since I was 16, yeah.
Yep. Have you?
Yeah, contacts. Oh, yeah.
No. And I like glasses. I like the...
I need to get the surgery. Jen and I have been talking about getting the surgery for me anyway. LASIK or whatever the latest, greatest thing is.
Oh, yeah, LASIK.
I don't know.
Retina replacement.
We'll that's something. Eyeball replacement. Sammy Davis Jr. eyeball. Glass eyeballs.
Hey, which way are you looking?
Nate, is he looking at you or looking at me?
Sammy, line what's going on over there?
Sean will be looking at Nate.
I thought the dog was Sammy.
He's like a chameleon over there.
He's going to be Marty Feldman. He's from Young Frankenstein.
It's hear a noise behind him. His eyes go opposite directions, trying to look back behind his head.
Oh, my God.
Who was that?
I mean,
that
who
is
there?
Like,
what?
What's that movie, Sing, where he's his assistant?
Yeah.
Is the one,
yeah, it's a chameleon.
The chameleon,
yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's the secretary.
Yes.
And her eyes are just all over the place. Poor Sean.
That's me.
I mean,
I pay good money for that surgery, too. No.
We'd have to.
I think they messed it up.
So we wouldn't look at his eyes. We'd have
actually,
to put, like,
it might be an improvement. this is going to be a fun episode. I told you.
I think we just stop where
this
we're at.
This is how we did it.
Yeah. I got my hair cut. How's it look? Well, whatever takes it takes the focus away from your eyes.
Your face, yeah. Hey, hey.
Hey now.
Hey now. You're an all-star.
Okay, Sean, why don't you do that?
Do you want me to do announcements now?
Yeah.
Shoo! Okay, first part of these announcements, we want you to follow us, not in the creepy way, kind of in the creepy way, but on
don't follow us home.
Yeah, don't follow us home.
That's
Facebook,
creepy.
Instagram, TikTok, and now Twitter. So we are TikTokers and we are tweeters, woofers and tweeters. So follow us any way you like.
Mm-hmm.
We are part of a community here. We like to have fun. We are obviously having fun. We talk about the creepy stuff, but we always want to bring it home to talking about mental health. So we give out the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Hotline, which is 1-800-662-4357. We also like to give out the Suicide, Veterans, and Bullying Hotline at 1-800-273-8255 or text hashtag 838-255. Also, the bullying website is stopbullying.gov.
And that is not bowling, but bowling.
No, I'm accentuating.
No, I know. You are.
I was accused. We had this family discussion in the car. I don't believe it, but my kids are saying that they're like, you have different voices. Like, you have a voice on the podcast, and you'd sound different now and then. And I was like, number one, I don't know what you're talking about. I think I just have this, like, raspy voice sometimes. And I'm like, but they said, I said, I'm a lazy talker. And I think on the podcast, I'm trying to enunciate. But I'm like, I said, I'm going to have to ask the guys, does my voice change? Like, do I sound different on the podcast? My family all thinks yes.
No, I mean, the sound of your voice doesn't. I think mine does. But everybody tells me I sound the same if I'm talking on the podcast. Like, they hear my voice on the podcast, and they hear my voice in person. It's the same
Tuesday
to them,
tears,
but it's different to me.
Tuesday Terrors, Jenna thinks I talk different on those. And I'm like, I don't know what I said. I am normally
I mean, your voice is your voice.
I think so, too. But
I'll hold steady to...
I think it's because I talk like I'm talking to the creepies, and she's always. I think maybe that
she's saying the sound. Are they saying the sound like the actual how you talk or the sound of your voice? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I have no idea. Maybe both. I don't know.
I still hold fast that I sound like a hillbilly.
But that's what. but that's what we love about you, Nate.
Yeah, I know.
It's great.
Yeah, trailer parkish.
I love it.
Okay, great. We're gonna have Sean over here with his crazy eyes. We got trailer park Nate here, and then me. I'm just a loser. I'm saying when I hear your voice,
it's comforting to me.
Whether I'm listening to our podcast or I'm talking
like
to you, yeah.
I like
now,
it a
see,
lot.
But do you think you guys sound different?
So I
when
sound
you
like
hear
a hillbilly all the time.
It took me forever to get used to mine. What did you say? I missed it.
He asked. Oh, so do I sound like a hillbilly all the time? No, I'm saying I.
Wow.
Look at the hillbilly.
The truth comes out. This is like
aside from that. No, I'm saying.
We need a podcast therapist here. A stat.
I'm saying when I hear your voices, you sound
how does that
the same
make you feel, Nate, when he says that? Yeah. Todd, how do you feel? No, I'm kidding.
No, but like I asked.
I don't know. When I talk, I always feel like I'm silky smooth. And
I agree.
I hear.
Hillbilly. The common man.
Hey, yo.
It's Nate, the common man.
Let's go scout tipping.
You know what I hear most about Nate? What I hear most about Nate is his laugh.
Me, man. I'm serious. I have a stomachache. He's killing me.
His laugh is normally what people say.
Oh, he's got a great laugh.
It's contagious, yes.
Holy moly. Like.
It's not cartoonish.
So I sound like a hillbilly all the time. I'm not.
So
I'm
I sound like a hillbilly all the time.
I think this whole episode needs to go on the blooper reel.
I'm saying the sound of your voice, not how you talk. Sounds the same. Now, when Brenda that cuts my hair, I said, to me, I sound different when I hear myself like on a recorder, podcast, whatever. And she said, no, it sounds the same to me.
It took me forever to get used to my voice. I know. That's what I
do. You want it sound different? I can make it sound different.
Sound like Mike Tyson? No.
That was Sean Layman, Mike.
I didn't say it. Hey, I didn't do it. I love Mike Tyson.
He said he'd take you
I'm
on.
I'm still scared to death of Mike Tyson from my younger years. I love Mike Tyson's Layman. Punch out when I was a kid, and I still respect Mike. Mike, you're out there.
Out of respect, I always lost to him.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Well, no, out of pure not being able to fight
him.
He was
going
to
track who beat him. Who beat the guy? I'm with
him. That was Todd. That was Todd.
I'm a boy in the Bible.
We love you, Mike. Like he's ever going to listen to this.
Now you got me in trouble.
Yeah, I know. We're in big trouble.
Where is he living? Because I want to make sure.
Get that out.
Is he in Ohio still?
He's back.
Oh, great.
He's back in Plainfield.
Brownsburg, Indiana.
Just kidding.
Brownsburg.
He's like, I hate Plainfield, Indiana.
I'm going to find you the guy there. All right. So,
oh my gosh.
Are we done?
My taiga.
I think we're done. Yeah. We're good.
Now, see, Mike sounds different. Oh, gosh. Okay.
Off
Sean,
air.
Thank you for that.
Off air. Sorry. I'm so sorry. You're not thankful.
What are we doing?
What are we
it's Todd's turn. On my thing, it says Todd.
Nate, are we on?
Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, we're on.
He thanked me for the announcement.
I thought this whole time we were just, I thought we were practicing.
This is good practice.
So we want to introduce, I think we've played it before, but we haven't in a while, a great podcast by a friend of ours, Tim Mullins, and he is the creator of Hillbilly Horror House. That is Horror House. I want to make sure I'm enunciating. Not
H-O-R-R-O-R.
It's going to get a whole different
That's
crowd.
Right. Not a W-H-O-R.
Tim, that was Todd, not me. I didn't say it.
Hillbilly Horror.
Horror.
as in
he's
horror.
A warrior. He's a survivor.
Yeah. It's a hillbilly horror.
That was Mike. Sorry, Mike.
So anyway, here is their promo, his promo.
Triple H Media Production.
The story began 4 years ago.
Amber, is that what I think it is?
Yeah. That's the house from my dreams.
A new and stronger power arrived.
That's it! I've had enough of this! It is time to end this shit!
And the Queen of the Underworld was defeated. Over the years, the new queen matured.
Amber would never...
Amber is not here. Don't you ever belittle me again by the mention of my mother's name.
Your mother died for you.
And a new evil arrives. May 2022, Hillbilly Horror House returns for Season 3, The Redemption. Find us anywhere you listen to your podcast and search for Hillbilly Horror House. You are not ready.
So there you go, creepies. Check out the podcast, Hillbilly Horror House.
What was that again?
Horror House.
By Tim. Horror.
Horror. Horror House by Tim Mullins. And again, give him a 5-star and a nice review. That would be much appreciated by Tim. He's a friend of the podcast. So
I think after
he does
this,
a great job.
He's going to say, don't do that ever again. Yeah, don't ever worry about it again.
But thanks. We appreciate thanks, this but time. But yeah.
No thanks. No,
give them
guys.
A check. He does a great job. And like I said, he's definitely a friend. And it's a good podcast. So
shout out to Tim.
I've got one more. That's right. I've got one more announcement. We are still trying to sell tickets for the Hillbilly Horror Stories
what?
Live event, which is really coming up quickly. Saturday, July 16th from 6 to 10 p.m. And Hillbilly Horror Stories, Jerry and Tracy Polly are the host show. And then they've invited us, Knuckleheads, along with the Tragedy of Cinema podcast, James and his crew. And you can go at the or go to the Hillbilly Horror Stories website or the Eventbrite website to order tickets.
Don't hide your wife. Don't hide your kids.
No.
Take your wife. Take your kids.
And I'm going to use your line.
Go
buy some.
Go get you some.
Go, well.
Just go buy some. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, whatever.
That's the other sounds inappropriate.
They're a big deal.
They are. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's here in Indianapolis.
That's a true story.
We want to meet all of you. And again, I want to sign an autograph. And
how's that wrist?
Secondary game.
I'm warming it up. I'm ready. Just in case. My mom comes. yeah, it's going to be fun. We hope we can get it going. So.
Does that say Todd Hedges or Tom Selleck?
It says Ted Hodges.
It's yeah, right.
That's Ted Hodges, Mike. No. Yeah, we hope that we can see all of you creepies. And
we're going to be hiding from Mike Tyson from now on. Is that what you're telling
me? I hope Mike doesn't
show
up.
Son of a monkey's uncle.
I am out the door.
he
this
would.
Old man
he would,
can still.
He would kill us. I mean, literally kill us.
He would tie us up.
Okay. I wouldn't last one punch.
So, yeah, we hope you guys can get some tickets, and it'll be a fun night. It's going to be three good shows to have some fun, laughs, and.
Mike Tyson might show up. You never know.
Mike Tyson might show up and kill everybody.
just us. Three yeah. Goons.
And we're going to blame Sean. So,
yeah, anyway. You should. All you right. Should just throw me at him.
Sean. What are we going to talk about?
I don't even know anymore. We are going to talk about something really fun. Hello. Yes, we are going to talk about something that is going to be super fun. We are going to talk about our Waverly Hills tour and investigation. So the Waverly Hills Sanatorium. Oh my goodness sakes. Wow, oh, wow, he blew his brains out of
from nowhere.
Oh gosh.
And right on me, thanks.
No, that came out of nowhere.
Nate so, is middle aged and sneezed out.
Now, to be fair, that was on the script. You did put sneeze really obnoxiously loudly right on Sean.
Nate,
and he did it right on cue. So
Nate, sneeze on Sean a lot. A lot of snot.
That happened so quick. That was I couldn't get my hands up.
That was
I don't know what to do with my hands.
That was a COVID sneeze.
He doesn't even know what to
COVID
do with
all of
no, that was allergies.
No, I'm kidding. You didn't sneeze up for real. I'm just teasing.
As he's wiping his
arm. He's like, yeah, I got DNA samples all over me.
So who sneezed on you? We're going to have to swab you.
Woo. All right. So this is how we start Waverly Hills Sanitarium.
Sanatorium.
No, I had to say it.
Sanatorium.
Well, Nate told me to talk on it like a hillbilly from now on.
Oh.
So, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, the Waverly Hills
at their sanitarium.
Come on down.
It is a former sanatorium located in southwestern Louisville / Jefferson County, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Is that all I'm going to say? It opened in
1910, which is in Jefferson County.
That's it. That's all I'm going to say about it. No. It opened in 1910.
It's a big place.
I think we're kind
of where it's got lots of
normally
walls.
Normally, I'm just wound up, but
it's
we're all wound up.
Gosh.
It's spreading. It opened in 1910 as a two-story hospital to accommodate 40 to 50 tuberculosis patients. In the early 1900s, Jefferson County was ravaged by an outbreak of tuberculosis, or TB, known as the White Plague, which prompted the construction of a new hospital. The hospital closed in 1961 due to the antibiotic drug streptomycin that lowered the need for such a hospital. There were original plans to turn... You shut your dirty mouth over there. You worry about my
right when I said that, I'm like, yeah,
this is doing over here. Okay, there were original plans. This is
a real
hedgehog.
Those hedgehogs, man, they got streptococcus all the time. Okay. Hey, family friendly, Todd. Family friendly. I'm scolding myself.
Ran it in.
We're going to explicit like bad. Okay, there were original plans to turn the abandoned hospital. I'm starting to tear up. I can't even see the words. Okay.
That's not where I was going, because you're the one that...
I did. You're right. I turned that south real quick.
But I should have known.
There were original plans to turn the abandoned hospital into a hotel, but that is no longer the case. What? Well, yes, right? Okay, when did the podcast go down the drain? It was episode 61.
That's pretty much where we tanked.
Oh. So Waverly Hills, we really do have a good discussion on this. Oh, my gosh.
Do we?
We really will get it together, guys. Waverly Hills is one of the destinations for pretty much every investigator.
Every investigator. George talked about it.
Yeah, and not just investigators, but just paranormal enthusiasts. And we had a chance to go there.
We did.
Sure did.
We went with Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron Ignatz.
And there was a group of 20 of us who went down there. It ended up being like 14, I think, that actually could show up.
Yeah.
And Aaron's mother.
And the ghost could listen to this hillbilly.
I think the ghosts were doing this to us as we covered their ears.
They're like,
oh my gosh, not these three guys again.
All right, guys, seven more hours.
We ran from we got out of Whispering Estates to come here. Now where do we go?
Did you say Whispering?
I did. I did that for you. Yeah, Whispers Estate. I'm just teasing.
Sure.
There was an inside joke in there.
I could not believe we actually were like, are we really going to Waverly Hills?
Yeah.
And we did meet, just real quick, we did meet Aaron's mom.
We did.
Sweetheart. Georgia fan.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I don't know about you guys, I wasn't nervous, you know, because it's all excitement. But you're just like, it's like that anticipation of you've heard about this place forever. And you're like, what are we going to encounter? You know, what's it going to be like? Even if nothing happens, it's still, you're in this place that has such a grim...
We had a goal to see the creeper, right? We wanted to bring him home with us.
Yeah, that was my...
Which we may have, actually, but we're not sure.
Yeah.
It's possible.
It was fun. So
it was. So going down there, though, we had Applebee's. What am I saying? Chick-fil-A. What planet am I on? Chick-fil-A before we went. We stopped to fill our bellies. We did not go to Applebee's. That's a lie. Chick-fil-A is where we went.
Yeah.
We went to some hospital. We didn't want to be
chicken, so we ate chicken.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's right.
Gosh, Lord,
we went to fill our bellies. Remember, we were like, yeah. Anybody else hungry? So
well, we
you
got there
treated
a lot
us
sooner
to Chick-fil-A.
Than I thought we were because of the construction at first. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, this
well,
is.
Well, we went the wrong way, which was kind of funny. And we ended up next to a chiropractor's office, which was even funnier. And I took a picture of that because Nate's trying to, like, I think I missed the road. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And I took a picture because I'm like, this is hilarious.
But
it
actually
right
told
by
you
a chiropractor.
Huh? He didn't miss it. I mean,
it wasn't his fault. Right. But anyway, when we went up there, we had to.
Yeah, once you get real close, the old entrance is not the entrance.
Right.
So we sort of messed up the wrong way.
Yeah, not intentionally. But when we got up there, they like had to open the gate for us, and then they like closed us in the gate, and we're like,
and they drew firearms on us. So what you boys doing here?
Yeah.
What's your business? State your business.
Yeah.
So, they're like, we just want to see the creeper.
And then we're here with Aaron.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Truly, they were like, who are you with? And we're like, okay. So
what's your party's name or whatever?
Yeah, right. They weren't messing around.
And
they have security.
He actually ended up being the tour guide.
Yeah.
He's really cool.
Super
nice.
Yeah, he was an awesome guy.
James?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think it's James. So Waverly Hills being this, what did you say, 1910?
Mm-hmm.
It had been, what was the second? It was a. Not
sort of like
the sanatorium, but what was the
assisted living type?
Yeah, like in the 70s, 80s. Yeah. And then that's
they
when they found out.
Mental hospital.
Yeah.
It
was the fifth floor that was.
The state told them they couldn't use the fourth and fifth floor.
Right. They could not go up there. Like
they could only.
Like employees.
They could only utilize 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed up to do an inspection and they found patients on the fourth and fifth
floor. Well, they tell us the social worker got off on the wrong floor on accident.
By mistake.
And when she was sitting there waiting for the elevator to come back, she heard moans and groans, and she went to investigate and found people in deplorable conditions. Laying. Some of them were dead. Some of them were half dead.
Chained
some of
to
them
beds.
They were covered in feces, vomit.
Yeah, their own.
Rotten food.
Yeah.
And it was like. They were chained, and the food was just kind of out, closed down, obviously, from that.
So that was awful.
That was heartbreaking.
That was mainly on the fourth floor, which has a lot of activity for shadow people.
Yes.
Another very cool story, which we'll get to later.
Yeah. So James, like I said, the guy that let us in, the tour guide, he was so entertaining, but he was so. I like those guys where they know their stuff. They know. What to tell you, but they had a good sense of humor, you know.
Well, and he also
is realistic.
Good story.
He didn't try to sugarcoat nothing.
Well, very respectful of the place too. He even his hand on the walls at one point during the tour and said, "This old girl's been standing for 100 and some years, and she's still standing here."
Yeah.
And so he has a genuine respect for her,
like
which
second,
I liked.
Second home.
And he also said, "I'm going to tell you, we'll tell you kind of what's been told about this place, but we'll tell you what we know, which is very little. Like most of the records were lost or destroyed.
Yeah.
So they don't know very much about the patients that were there.
They don't talk about speculations and hearsay. They talk about the true facts that they can prove.
A lot.
And he said, if we cannot back it up by records or an actual person that worked there or stayed there, he's like, we will not tell the story just to make it sound, like a cool story. I mean, they're going to tell what they know. It's got to be documented.
It's a huge,
somehow.
Huge place, and he made sure.
Oh, man,
he was the only one there. There was security that did leave part of during part of the night. They're not going to bother you. They're not part of, if you hear something weird, it's got to be from your group or something that's
or
unexplained.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's what we kept trying to make sure. Going up there, we went up in the daylight, but it just felt like something out of a movie.
The thing that always strikes me about the building, which I learned about on our little tour with James,
I know what you're going to say,
is the whole front of it's wide open.
Yeah.
And it looks like there should be big windows in there.
I had no idea that was on purpose.
Man, somebody trashed all the windows and tore them all
out.
Got
messed up.
I did too. Well, I thought that.
Yeah, and then
come
to find out, it was
TB,
left open.
That's part of the therapy that they received was air and sun therapy for how many, it was so many hours a day, what, 10 to 12 hours?
10 hours, rain, snow.
Every day of the year.
sunshine, hot, every cold, day. Yeah. It didn't matter.
There's pictures I showed that were like people in the, you could see the snow and they were, their beds were taken mm-hmm. up, outside mm-hmm. in the elements. So it showed like they're in the elements.
Because they thought that fresh air would help their lungs mm-hmm. and
mm-hmm. breathe better.
Yeah. Which it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Like, it was doctored
but
ordered.
But that's what they knew then.
They didn't
know. They didn't know what they were fighting. Which, once we get into the surgical part of it, explains that they didn't know what the heck.
Walk out in the real cold, when you're like, oh my gosh, you feel like your chest hurts and you get that wind. That's what I'm thinking. Gosh, that would have, sounds like the opposite.
But then you sort of open up too.
Yeah.
Like everything contracts mm-hmm. and so it opens up your airways too. So it's weird.
But I honestly, this whole time until we went, I thought that it was always windows in there. Uh-huh. It just over the years, because there is a lot of vandalism and damage.
Yeah,
and
right.
I thought the I thought the windows were just busted out.
And that's what I thought.
They just never replaced it. But
That was by design.
Yeah.
Well, he made
kind of looks like the Colosseum from the outside.
Yeah,
it's grand.
The gargoyles that you could see on the top. Yeah. And then there's a gargoyle that greets you when you're mm-hmm. going up. We're like, wow, there's this huge demonic looking gargoyle, and there's a sign right next to it that says "Keep out." They're not messing around here.
Right.
And he told us when we got out of our cars, we're going to take a little tour around the building. And then once we get in, and once he's like, I'll give you guys, we'll go see the gift shop real quick because
fun.
That way we can lock that up and have that out of the way because you're not going to do that later. And then he said, you guys can go out to your cars. But he said, then once we come in, we're in for the night. He goes, if you need to get out or you're deciding to leave early, you got to let me know. So we're like, man, this is like.
Because he said the alarm gets set.
Yep. And it will go off. Yeah.
Now he's like, if you have to leave. But you're just not going to walk in and out.
You're in.
And the other funny thing is the main entrance is actually on the backside, which is a building.
And it's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We got some good pictures of that, too.
Very, very unique building.
Oh, yeah. It's big.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're looking at.
14 of us, we spread out and we didn't even.
We hardly ever ran into each other.
Exactly, right. Yeah. And that's, and there were times where we thought we did and it wasn't another group. And we'll get to those stories too here.
Guys?
I'll tell that story in just a little bit.
Going back to the gift shop, it was cool to, and they were having sales, mm-hmm. on the t-shirts, but I bought a couple pins.
My son's wearing a sweatshirt still from there.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
And then what was interesting is
got our Waverly pins.
Yeah. I got mine right here. The area, that room that we were able to bring our backpacks and our stuff, mm-hmm. We brought snacks and stuff. That was kind of like a
home base.
Yeah. Right. Home base. And they had the restaurant. The restrooms were really clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did not look like they,
you got this beat up, run
down of a hospital. Yeah.
Just vandalized place. And then the bathrooms look. I mean, they were
remodeled.
Really,
yeah. It looked like something out of the Ritz.
But it was so cool because they had, vending machines mm-hmm. and snack, but then, you start, it's like, okay, we're ready. And he took us in. Yeah, so he got us all in a circle mm-hmm. And just say, okay, this is the drill. This is he's like, you ready? Okay. And we just followed him and you start that down that hallway and it's like, it's dark.
Yeah.
He didn't have any.
Yeah. He took us up stairways and he was trying to explain this is how you get back to this floor. And this is the floor that.
Right.
And it was super creepy. I mean, he wanted us to start to experience it right away. Like, this is what it's going to feel like when you're going through here.
So we start out and, he's telling, just about the little bit of the history and what was interesting when he's like, okay, this hallway is really dark. You can't see in front of you and you can't see in front of you. I mean, mm-hmm. and he didn't want us to use flashlights or anything mm-hmm. at that point or even if our phones, mm-hmm. know, and it's like, it's been a while since I've been in a room where it's that pitch black where mm-hmm. I could not see my own hand,
And they do a actual haunted house in there too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about,
yeah. That's part of it.
I heard that. Yeah.
The nursing home part of it was called Woodhaven, by the way, Geriatric
Woodhaven
Center.
Thank you.
It started
in
62.
And that was the one that was where they found the
it was closed abused. In 82 by the neglect. Yeah. Yeah.
That was terrible.
Yeah. Gosh, that was awful.
I don't know how you can treat somebody like that, but anyway, so James did a great job. He was funny. He had very knowledgeable, like Nate said, and he didn't tell you something just because it sounded good.
Yeah, right.
They stick to the facts, what they know, because it's been documented. And like mm-hmm. I said, if they can't back it up by documentation, they're not going to tell a story just because it sounds neat or
when he was like, at first I admit, I mean, there was some fear because I thought, what are we going to see? What are we going to experience? But it was kind of an excitement and fear. But I, as he was taking us through there, and then as we kept going through during our investigation, you just feel this, I called it somber or sad feeling. And you felt just there's a heaviness because there's so many people that went through there that there's lost their lives, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
There's a heavy death toll there. Kids and elderly and middle age, I mean, all ages of people were there. And so you know that that's where their lives came to a conclusion. And it's just, it was very sad. You know, there were times where I tried not to forget that as we were going through there.
And it was almost lost in 1996.
Yeah. Mm.
Robert Aberhasky bought it and was in the process of tearing down the buildings on the campus to erect the biggest Jesus statue.
Yeah.
Even bigger
than the Brazil.
Rio de Janeiro, right?
Yeah, right.
Which, I mean, by all regards, I don't have a problem with that.
Oh, no, no.
But you're tearing down some significant history, so the state finally stepped in and said, no, we can't allow you to do this.
But in anger, he started letting people come in and do whatever they wanted to. That's how a lot of vandalism came in.
A lot of broken windows and doors. Mm-hmm. And
pieces and parts taken off. Which, to be fair, now I'm just saying this, and I might get myself in trouble, but I took three things from there just for our, you know, it was like rubble, basically, that I found on the ground. And I'm like, I'm going to take a little piece of, you know, Waverly with us. And we have it's been sitting here in the podcast studio since.
Oh, yeah.
And
I forgot about that.
That could be all the bad luck we've been having. I may need to return this back to Waverly.
Thanks and then a lot, maybe, Sean, yeah, for screwing us.
Reverse the curse. Sorry, Waverly. Sorry.
No. But yeah, you talk about, I had seen so many pictures and videos before, but when you go there in person, a lot of vandalism and a lot of vandalism that's like, really? Like
there's inappropriate.
It's inappropriate, but just, I think, very disrespectful.
Yeah, there is.
It's not just somebody's name. It's just nasty
stuff.
But
at the time, like, I mean, those people in there doing that, they didn't know.
I know.
Well,
kids.
There's also
what was going on there.
There's a Van Halen symbol, though. Yeah. That was cool.
That was cool.
And I had a picture of it, too. I don't think I posted it, but I always call my sons Bub. That's just what I do. Mm-hmm. And our podcast voice is named Bub, too. Affectionately, and there somebody had written "Bub" in big letters. So I took a picture of that and I sent that to my son, and I was like, "Look what I found! Of all things, Bub is written here in graffiti." Yeah. I thought that was really cool.
I think what was your first like Nate said, you know, you said the gargoyle. You know, you see this huge five story whatever building, and you got the gargoyles like four or five of them on top,
and then like
you got
the tower,
overall size of the place first
was immense. It was,
like I said, again, I've seen the pictures, I've seen the videos, but when you're there, it's like a
surreal.
You know, you like a football stadium or a big, you know,
you have to take it all in
when you go there, and you're like, this place, it was bigger than I even thought.
Yeah,
because when you go inside, then you're like, and you're walking around and up and down.
We walked through that. Well, you can't go to every piece and part of it. There's little pieces and parts that are still off limits, but the majority of it is
80% or something
like that. Yeah, 85% or something like that. But it was quite a bit.
Pretty much,
we walked that thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm. And it's a cool place because it's not like you can just cover it in an hour. Or I mean, if you really want to, because they have all these rooms, and they're all they're all laid out the same way. And then they have some that are totally different. They maybe like a that has one person.
There's
kind
of layers too of rooms, yeah.
But I mean, you can, and I remember like, oh yeah, I've seen that room 10 times, but you just never know what you're gonna see. I mean, there's so many rooms, and
you don't really want to just continuously walk through everything. You want to stop and like listen and let things settle. And so, I mean, if you try to do that in every square inch of the place, I mean, it'd take you forever.
Right.
One thing that James was taking us through, he was talking about, and I felt this too, even when we were nearing the end, that there was an honor to be there. Like, don't forget to be respectful. And so he said, like, if you're out there and you're talking to the spirits, make sure that you're respectful. Like, don't be disrespectful. And I thought that was really a good thing to point out, because
especially the ladies on the second floor.
Yes, right. Yeah. There were two sisters. Mm-hmm. One survived, one did not. And that was one record that they did have and they did keep. So they actually have a bed there and their stuff is still in there. People leave them little trinkets and things like that. But there, you can you go in there and it's very peaceful. And, you have to, but as a man, you have
as you have to ask permission,
right,
to walk into the room.
They said yes. Be super respectful.
Be politeful to them. Yeah.
Yeah. I sat on their bed for a while and was just we talked with them, right, mm-hmm, and told them thank you for letting us come in and talk with you and see, you know, kind of.
Did you tell your
flowers too? On
yeah.
The bed.
Did you tell? Okay. So talking about that, did you tell your wives about that part,
mm-hmm,
where you're like, hey, you can't just walk in as a man. You want to say, hey, may I, you know, may I come in? Hey, lady, you know.
I don't think Jenna knew I even went to Waverly, so yeah, no, I haven't. Not. She's like, what's
okay,
Waverly?
Okay, well, that's a whole different.
I know, yeah.
I'll let you handle that. So I'm telling Amy, and it. So when James is doing the tour at first, before then we could just do it on our own, or the investigation. You know, when he's telling you, hey, you know, remember the part where he's like, put your hands out. You know, walk mm-hmm down, put your hands out, walk.
Say who
slow,
wants to come out and
yeah,
say hi.
Hey, you know, it sounds silly.
Yeah.
Or it looks silly, or if you're going to do it. And then when he's like, now, if you're a guy, don't just walk in, you know, and don't barge your, you know, have some respect for, you know. And it sounds silly. And then when you're doing it, but then.
It makes sense.
Because it does. It's like, it's so uncommon, I mean, you know, like, mm-hmm, there's not. But
that
then, but
I got
after a while,
the chills, though, when he was talking about.
But after a while,
that
it's
it
like.
It does work for people.
I don't care if it's. Isn't real. I mean, it's still, yeah, you want to just respect the
basic
whole, because it was two women
respect,
that yeah live. These aren't made up people,
yeah,
and it is a real place, and it's real happen. The situation happened, and so you actually kind of do adapt to, like, yeah, it doesn't sound silly anymore to do it,
yeah, mm-hmm,
but it does. When I was trying to tell my wife, like, yeah, oh yeah, oh, and she's like, what? Yeah, you just have to be there to do. You know, yeah, you do. You have to ultimate respect for just the building itself, and then the people that died and struggled, and
yeah,
you know, not everybody died, but. Yeah, yeah, so after a while, I got comfortable enough where I felt like, yeah, it doesn't say, like, if we're, you know, we'd mostly time we'd be together, but sometimes, mm-hmm, you know, Sean and I would go off and Nate would be here, or Nate, and I, you know, and you talk, you're like, hey, anybody want to talk, you know, mm-hmm, he's like, hey, introduce yourself, say, tell them who you are, you know,
yeah,
and it sounds
make
again,
that
but then once
human
you start,
connection,
yeah,
right?
But once you start doing it's like, okay, no, that's what you should do.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, yeah.
You know, that is probably what surprised me the most is, mm-hmm, I'm thinking we're going down to this investigation. This place is going to be super spooky. We're going to have experiences and all this stuff, which we did have experiences.
Yeah.
But just the weight and the respect and the honor of it, I think that's surprised me the most. And what I learned, mm-hmm, about it, the things that I did not understand or know about this place.
Well, yeah. And the presence of the place
is
very calming,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. It's super calm. It is. Yeah. It is.
So, and, I mean, the nice thing about Waverly is, I'd never go into a scary place. But it's not scary. It's very, very relaxed. It's very calm feeling. The spirits that are there are not trying to just, like, jump scare you.
Yeah.
They're there. They're playful. And
yeah,
they're intrigued.
A lot of kid spirits,
they're
say,
intrigued
yeah
about you just as much as you are of them.
There's
he said that.
There are balls of all kinds of
the heck you are.
Yeah. There are balls everywhere and toys around the hospital.
Cars, little cars.
Yeah. And they said they encourage. He encourages to play.
They're everywhere down the stairs,
everywhere
on all the floors, a lot of the rooms. You kick, and these are just those plastic balls you'd buy at the grocery store. And you know, he's like, play with them, invite them. You know, roll it down. You know, and. You're like, what? And then it's like, oh, well, it makes sense.
They're right.
You know.
It's been a minute, so I'm at a loss for the sisters' names.
Oh, the two.
But.
Was that one Agnes?
Agnes, I think Agnes? That was one of them.
Yeah.
But whichever sister. Well, they Surratt. both had tuberculosis.
Right.
The one.
One didn't live past her 20s.
Well, I think they both got cleared
Agnes
of it.
Agnes and Louise? I may be saying
that. Something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
They both got cleared and sent home, but then the one sister got sent back.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
And so then the sister that left and never went back, she never got tuberculosis again.
Right. She got cured.
Yeah, she got
cured.
She lived to be a grandma, they said.
Yeah. And then the other one, Luis,
so,
I presume.
Lois.
Lois.
Lois, there you go.
And I'm trying to find the other... Name.
So Lois was the one that passed away at the hospital. So you're able to communicate with her and have conversations with her. And then I can't remember the exact date of the other sister that survived, but when she passed away, her spirit ended up with her sister there at the hospital. So now, now since they're her together. Passing, you're able to go in there, and there's two spirits that are present.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm reading this, and it just literally talks about Lois. It won't.
I think it's Agnes.
Sorry. It sounds, we'll find it.
Something like that.
Sounds right, yeah.
We'll find it.
Yeah, I was looking too, but yeah, it doesn't pop out.
Yeah, that story broke my heart because the one, the one that got pregnant when she had to go back, she got pregnant when she was hospital.
Got pregnant.
Sent her back in. She gives birth and. Never
baby tested negative.
Yes.
So they gave the baby it to the father, and she never spent any time with the baby.
Got to even see. And that right. broke my heart.
That's sad. Yeah.
That is horrible.
Sad. That is really bad and sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, the other sister, she got cured and was able to live a normal life. And
yeah.
That story really got to me, I think, of all the, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, I'm just like that because it's like you're, how many times do you get to, or you're walking in a place and hello, you're, I mean, it's not natural to introduce yourself and nobody's around, but then as you do it, you're like, oh, okay, this is what we do.
Yeah.
It takes me a while to get over that. Like, I don't know. Cause like I said, it sounds silly but that's, yeah. He's like, like even playing the balls, kick the ball. I mean, well, there's nobody, you know, but then that's what he wants you to do he encourages you to do to, interaction.
One of the first experiences we had was actually you guys. You're walking in front of us down the hallway, and you heard footsteps.
And that's what Todd was talking about, how you put your hands out and you ask. The group stays behind. Yes. That was on the fourth floor.
This was on like the second floor the first time. You guys,
oh, was it second?
Yes. Todd's like, hey, is there anybody out there?
I think he told us about it on the fourth, and he said you can do this where you're.
Yeah. Yeah, the fourth floor is where you walk down the hall, one person.
Yeah.
And then turn around, and you're supposed to be able to see heads pop out of the doorways.
Yeah.
Oh, is that not what you're talking about where I heard
those? No.
Footsteps? Oh, okay.
No,
what are you talking about then?
You guys heard the footsteps out in the hallway in front of us.
But that was when I did the who's ready to come out and see us.
Mm-mm.
No, it's not.
No. Different. No.
Oh.
So you and I were towards, you heard the footsteps first, and you're like,
I was like, "Who?" I thought it was another group.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got my. Yeah, no, it has been a minute, hasn't it?
I know. Just but, trust us, Nate.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
we know the story, Sean.
I trust you. I trust you completely.
Yeah. You heard. Go ahead.
But I was trying to. I was like, "Oh, it's got to be part of the other group." And you're like, "What are you hearing?" And I'm like, "There's footsteps up here." And so then you heard. You're like, "I hear it too." So we kept looking. We looked up the stairway, down the stairway. We looked. Nobody was on
that
floor.
And that's when you go, "Hello, anybody?" You know, like you're.
Uh-huh.
But
it sounded like, and nobody in our group had like higher heels that would make hard soles,
not tennis shoes.
A doctor or a nurse that would be making clump 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 sounds
like the old time nursing outfit.
And that did right now it's sending chills up my spine because I'm like, yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
and I heard it clear as day
because he's like, I think you thought I was messing around or that I heard somebody else, and I was like, listen though, and I did. I've got good hearing.
I was a little bit behind you guys, and I never heard it.
He never heard it, but I heard it at least three times.
I heard it twice,
so I heard that one more.
Later on through the evening, though, I started hearing shuffling behind us.
Oh,
we'd be going down the halls, I'd turn around with my light, and I'm like. No, nothing's there. And I'd turn back around, and I'd start hearing shuffling.
Todd and I heard chains, and we thought
that was on the
fourth floor.
We didn't think about it till later.
That was where they would have been chaining them up to their beds and things like that. So Todd's like, "Isn't this where they chain people to their beds?" And I'm like, "Oh my God, you're right." But I was like, "It sounds like a chain, like you'd have like on your, you know, somebody dragging across the floor or on their belt or something." So, and none of us had that. None of us.
So
did.
You and I were on. Yeah,
we're like that sounds like chains
towards the. Yeah, so we're walking, and you said, "Man, I hear chains," and I'm like, "Again, he hears it first." I'm like, "Okay, you know." And then,
we were making sure that it wasn't weather because it got windy outside, and we were thinking maybe it's blown something, but there was nothing that would have explained that.
So I was towards that end, and I'm trying to think what that main the larger room was. What was
it's like
that?
An atrium?
Yeah, atrium.
Yeah, like atrium.
Music room. That's where the
music
pan,
room.
Like
that
piano.
Old piano.
Yeah.
So he hears it, and so what we did was he's like, we couldn't tell because you'd have to go to the place. But it's like some things sound like it's right in front of you, or it could be 25 yards away. Mm-hmm. You know how it is.
Right.
Like when you can't quite your bearings are like, okay, is it close or is it down? So we kept just walking, like just. down the
we
down
heard
the
it
hall,
a couple times.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, is that? And you're like, yep, that's it. I said, okay. So then as we go, it was actually down farther, and we looked at everything we could because Nate, our flashlight guy, not just our sound guy, So we were looking at everything to see what was clanging, and it did. It sounded like taking just a chain and just. And I'm like, there's nothing loose. There's nothing.
We couldn't find it because we did. We wanted to find something. Like, we got to find something that is making that noise. We never did. So we couldn't. So outside, we looked because you could see the outside really well. And there's nothing that was making that noise.
So we walked so we don't hear it.
We didn't hear it again.
We walk out, what, maybe, I don't know, 20 seconds, 30 seconds. All of a sudden, ting, ting. We're like, okay. So remember that? We're like, oh my gosh. So we turn back around and then we'd walk back out and then it would start. Clanging again, we're like at least three times.
Yeah, it was three times. But so then we, like I said, we couldn't find what was creating that noise. Though.
Right.
Like
so then, because it's old and it's got lots of.
I was
old
trying. I was like,
pipes and
because I wanted there like. Nothing, there's got to be reasons for the things that were. But around that same time, you and Aaron and her mom was over your shoulder because you guys were on the other part of it.
Yeah, you guys were out in front of us, and I was coming down the hall with Aaron, her mom, and I stepped into one of the. Middle rooms because there's the way it's laid out is the balconies from the dual occupancy rooms, that's like a big hallway on the front lip or edge of the floors. Then you have the dual occupancy rooms, then there's a hallway behind that, and then single occupancy rooms on the other wall. And so we're going down that center hallway.
Yeah.
So I ducked in one of the dual occupancy rooms and all the windows are busted out and stuff. So you can hear and talk to people in the hallway too. I mean, it's, you know, easy to communicate.
Pretty open.
Yeah, it's open.
Even through the.
And so I walked through the doorway and went into this one room and I, it was sort of like right in front of me or maybe off to my left side. I just heard,
oh, yeah, yeah, a sigh, yeah.
And I was like,
I remember the sigh.
Whoa. And Aaron goes, did you just hear that? I'm like, a sigh? And she goes, yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, I heard that.
That's, yeah, I remember you saying that. Yeah. But I didn't know she heard it too, though.
She heard it.
She
okay.
Did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She,
I might have known. I can't
see,
remember.
I didn't try, I didn't, because when she said that, I didn't try to like.
Her mom heard it too, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they all, yeah.
Okay.
All
three yeah, I didn't try to like.
Tell her what it was.
Tell her what it was. She or you know she's like, did you hear that? And I'm like, a sigh. And she goes, yeah, that's what I heard. And I was like, that's what I heard too.
Yeah, yeah. I remember you. I didn't know they heard it too.
Well, when
they heard it,
that was her second investigation, right? And she had done it by herself. And she was
again,
just,
we're trying to figure out how she does that.
She was, and she has it on tape where she was up on the fourth, I believe it was the fourth floor, and she was asking, you know, who is anybody here? Is it okay that I'm here? And one of the spirits, which that was fourth and fifth floor where some the rough stuff happened, but it called her a bad word.
Yeah, we won't say
we won't say the word. And so she's like, wow, I've never been called that, but she has it very clearly. I've listened to it several times, and you can hear it very clearly. And so she was looking for that spirit again up there, and she said, are you still here? I'm back, you know, kind of thing. And she picked up pretty clearly. She said, can you talk to me? And it says, no. So, I mean, so she's got that clearly on tape too. So
And then I was with her and her mom, and she was using her voice recorder, and she went to turn it on. And it just sounded like a bunch of group of kids.
Yeah.
Like
you did say that, yeah.
You couldn't pick out words. It almost sounded like it was
like
a
chatter.
Different language.
Language, yeah.
I think it's just a bunch of overlapping chatter and stuff. Like kids on a playground, you hear like swing sets squeaking.
I didn't hear that one.
You guys
weren't
us.
There. They told us about, they told us about that.
Oh, I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah, so I was sitting there, and she's like, what is this? You know,
and it sucked the battery dry, didn't it? Because
she asked some questions or whatever, and she rewound it and went to replay it or you know whatever.
Oh, okay, I did not.
And so when she went to replay it, that's what it had.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, like it was like 20 seconds, and we listened to this, and then it died.
It died. Right.
She's
okay,
like,
I remember that.
This thing had brand new batteries in.
She was, hear that a lot.
She was.
It drained the batteries. It drains the flashlights. It drains. You know, and you're like,
that was wild.
Everybody's like, just charged it, or it's a full charge. Yeah.
We went on the fifth floor, and there was all those balls in the room, and we found that purple ball, which we have video of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it was just moving. It was rocking and rolling. None of the other balls were moving.
No.
We tried to
three
sit, go.
Right
I stood in front of the, there was wind outside, because we were like, well, maybe it's the wind. Well, but the wind doesn't just move one ball. And I stood in front of it. There was no wind coming through there. I was, during the video, I even say, there's no wind behind my back, and I'm at the door.
Right.
It's in the middle, and we were talking like, can you do it a little bit more? And it would not just oscillate like it was being moved by the wind, but it would like roll over and stop, then roll back over and then move.
Yeah.
It was wild. Then we even put other balls around it to see if they'd move. And then we'd take that ball, pick it up, put it somewhere else, and it'd start moving again somewhere else.
These are all the same type.
But it was like
plastic balls.
It liked the purple one.
It's not. Yeah. It's not.
That's the one
just
it wanted to play with.
One out.
And Aaron went to the other room.
She was by herself.
There's
but
three
she's
rooms.
Recording. Yeah.
Yeah. There's three rooms up on the fifth floor. There's the elevator, lobby room, and that was like what was it? The nurse's station up there.
Yes. But and then the nurse hung herself up there too. Yeah.
And we'll talk about.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No. All right.
But then off of that nursing station are these two wing rooms or whatever.
Yeah.
And I guess the kids used to go up there and play a lot. So
yeah.
That's why
they
it's
have
really
picture. They have pictures of them. Yeah. With no shirts on playing on the whole playground.
So while we're over there playing with that ball, Aaron went over to the other wing.
Yeah.
And she has a video on her Facebook page.
Yeah, a ball.
And it just like takes off across the entire length of the room.
And there's other balls everywhere. So it's like nothing else. That one just shot across her. And she's like, oh my gosh. And we're like, did you get on tape? She's like, I did.
And like I said, not just having the balls next to like all in a group. I mean, like I said, it's singled out. Mm-hmm. I mean, they all should have rolled, or they all should have moved, whatever. But like, I didn't feel. I mean, it could have blown my shirt or my pants. Mm-hmm. I had windbreak. I always wear windbreakers. It didn't do that
because it was
pants.
Supposed to rain.
I have flimsy windbreaker.
It rained a little bit. Like there was some rain.
Real quick, let's go.
Go. Yeah,
we got lucky. That was a great night for weather. I mean,
it was.
You know?
Well, there were times where we figured out a couple times. Like we'd hear slams all of a sudden, but it was the wind. We're like, okay,
yeah,
that
right.
was a
well,
wind blowing a door.
Yeah. Nate figured that out.
We so that was
because
it
slammed right in front of my face.
So
just the wind, guys.
It was. Yeah, it was.
We had to kind of check out a few of the rooms.
There were times where it was like, okay, so we fit. Yeah, because that's what we were. We wanted to investigate and explain why this happened or that happened.
Oh, yeah.
So we were able to discount some of the things that we were experiencing.
But in one of the rooms where like I was literally standing where I'm like, I feel nothing. I don't feel it. Why the wind's not just going to go around me.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm going to feel it's something's moving. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great. Yeah. She has good video on that.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
She was there for probably 10 minutes. I don't know.
Yeah.
And she comes over. She's like, hey, I got a great.
Oh man. You know, she couldn't explain
I've got this ball.
Yeah, she was like,
so we walk over there and we're like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. We were trying to get like
it's right there.
You know, nothing else would blow around, and the same kind of wind was blowing around. So I was like, it was pretty wild.
Going back to like when we're, I don't know if it was the chains or if it was something else. I think it was a different sound. Remember, it was that same hallway.
Yes. And we were,
And we were walking, and I'm like, so like I said, it's either later on after the chain sound.
We kept
or
trying to figure out if it was a part of the.
So we see.
Around the window, like the
right,
the flashing or whatever.
Yeah,
like, you know the yeah.
So we saw. So, but who do we see? James. He walks out.
Yeah, to get he was smoking.
Right.
Taking a smoke break.
Like, you can take a smoke break, but you have to be out in the certain.
Yeah.
So we walked. We're like, hey, were you just in here or in this area? And he's like, I just walked in here.
Yeah.
Because we saw the cigarette lighting.
Yeah.
So we thought, well, maybe it's him making sound. And he goes, I literally just walked through here just a second ago. He goes, why? I said, we're like, well, we heard. You know, sounds and da da da. He's like,
and he goes, it wasn't me.
He goes,
it
wasn't
not
me.
Him, yeah.
And that was a good thing about because I know he was honest. He wasn't going to make any noises that were trying
well,
to.
He said,
with
I'll
us.
Be in the office or I'll be up on this, you know, have basically
right.
have the smoke up a
little,
on
balcony.
And, little balcony.
And the groups, the other groups, including us, nobody was in it to mess with the other
nobody.
People.
Yeah. Yeah, nope.
So I trusted it when somebody's like,
well, people,
I
and
wasn't
they,
up here.
When
or,
you
no,
did
I
see people, they'd
sound.
Say, what did you guys see so far? And everybody was sharing
a couple
stories
times,
and stuff, and then they'd go back and do their thing. Yeah.
So everybody, and, you know, there was no teenagers or kids that wanted to mess around. It was just adults, and everybody, I could tell, everybody was serious about, you know, what they're there to do, and I trusted nobody was just messing with anybody.
Right.
It was like, no, what you heard is,
and we took a trip down the death chute.
The death chute. 540 feet?
Something like that, so, yeah. It was a lot.
It
down
was
easy.
Down was easy. Well, they had steps, and then
I know why it's called the death chute, because by the time I got back to the top, I was ready to
die. Like death.
Well, I
and then you found the concrete knee wall.
Oh man, I nailed that. I nailed it hard.
Yeah.
I was like, who put that there?
Concrete one.
They explained to us he did not take us down there, but he said, you're welcome to walk down there, but just remember, it's pretty steep going down there.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Feel free to go down there.
And it was dark.
It was, yeah.
And it has the ramp, and then it has steps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I started walking down the ramp. Well, that was kind of hard because it's like you're having to be careful. And
right.
So I was like, man, my quads were feeling it already. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to walk the steps. Much, much easier.
Yeah.
But I remember I had my phone. I'm trying to, I'm like recording.
And
Yeah. I don't know, for a little bit. And then Sean and I were like, I'm going all the way. So you and I made it to the very end of the wall. And it had like the padding.
I got down there too.
I didn't
go touch the wall.
Yeah, see, Nate. Yeah. No, everybody else. I mean,
it had what looked like blood splatters, but it was paint.
Yeah. We're like, what is it? It's paint.
It is paint.
But we're like, and then we've got pictures of each other like touching the wall.
Yeah.
But yeah, then when Nate, like Nate said, walking up, it was tough.
Yeah, it was. Like, we only did it once.
And I walked this, yeah.
And with the name Death Chute, the name has a purpose to it, but there's not really any activity down there. Just
were so many people dying per day, per hour at one point at the height. There were so many people that were having to be escorted out. They didn't want to do it in front of the patients, all that open area.
Yeah, they
wanted
to try to keep morale up.
You can imagine how awful that would be.
What was it, a patient an hour?
Yes, and they said that...
So they didn't want Hearst pulling up to the front of the building and stuff.
What's the tornado?
There was like a tornado a couple weeks before we went. And
they had to hide in there. Oh, gosh, I totally forgot about that. Yeah, it was on the actual national news.
Yeah,
I remember, and they were talking. Yeah, we were like, let's hope we don't have storms like that tonight. Yeah. We did think about that. But they were saying that that was their plan, was to go down and make this body chute. And it wasn't like they just
it wasn't originally for that. Used it because the train tracks and stuff were down there.
Supplies,
so they brought all the building material and stuff up to build.
But they had a conveyor system for that. So then they jerry rigged it basically
put
to
a gurney
take bodies
on it
down there, and somebody would make sure they escorted them down, and then they'd come back up. And so, either they would deliver them to a hearse, deliver them to a family. Or put them on the rail system there.
Yep.
And so that was. That to me was just, it sounds awful, but
in hindsight, it was good for the other patients.
Yeah. And when Erin talked about when she did her first investigation, it was, all I could think was those pictures of just taking a body, putting it down the slide basically, and with like plastic all around it. And it's just like, phew, here you go, but that's not, not it at all.
It wasn't that crude.
No, not at all. But so it was. But then when you hear that and you hear the history of why they did it, it makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
So
what I miss?
You miss the tornado.
Yeah. No, wasn't it like the week before?
Yeah.
Something?
Week
yes.
Or two
when you said that, I was like, "What are you talking about?" But I.
Sorry, I had to.
No, you're fine. Little R&R, we got
my eyes were yellow.
Welcome to the podcast world.
Yep. Jaundice.
Yeah.
That's because you've had 42 sweet teas over there.
Yeah. 41.
Then 41.
They had a surgical room on one of the floors. Was it the fourth?
I believe so.
Yeah.
It was one of the.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fourth.
Third and fourth.
Which was had a lot of activity in.
Supposedly.
Well, we
never got any activity in there. But they had two surgeries that you could opt for.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're optional. The first one had, a 95% recovery rate?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and what they'd do is they'd
drawing fluid, I think, from the lungs.
Well, I think they'd poke a hole into one of your lungs through your rib cage and deflate that lung,
it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then reinflate it.
Yeah.
And then go to the other one and do the same thing to that one.
Mm-hmm. Because they felt like that would help to
get the bad out
and heal.
Refill them. So,
the other one,
again, this was crude medical. They didn't know what
they were throwing
with.
Everything
but
the kitchen sink
out. Figure everything out.
But they weren't trying to be,
they weren't intentionally trying to be cruel. They're just trying to do the best they could.
They're grasping at straws with their limited
And there's pictures of them doing these surgeries too. And it was now,
I just can't remember the percentages.
The second,
yeah, I do remember
the stat guy doesn't remember the percentages.
Well,
it's been a minute.
Second,
yeah, it's been a minute.
Procedure
was like a 5%.
Was a 5% or maybe 2%.
I do remember that.
It was not much.
Right. Yeah, it was
most people
very
did
low.
Not survive. Yeah.
And what they do is they'd cut you from neck to navel.
Yep.
And then around your sides to your back.
Your rib, yeah.
And peel you open.
Yep.
And remove, I think, what, two ribs on each side?
Yep.
They're and then put you all back together. Their thought was to give your lungs more room for expansion.
Yep.
To get more air in.
And that didn't go.
Not too many people survived that.
Yeah. But they were willing to try anything at that point.
Yeah, I mean, you're sitting there dying anyhow. Not being able to breathe, so
your 10 to 12 hours of oxygen sun therapy wasn't working.
Yeah,
so but they said
I got a heck of a sunburn
in that room, though. They said
I still can't breathe.
There was a tour that came through, and James was saying, James was saying there was a guy that was like a huge skeptic, and he had come through and was at every turn
was like a real obnoxious guy
that was like, that's not true, there's no way, this place isn't haunted, and didn't believe anything.
Real rude.
They got in there, and he said, whatever you do in this surgical suite, I wouldn't be rude here, because their doctors and nurses were here. They were trying to help people. The spirits that are staying here do not appreciate people that think they know it all, and they will not take kindly to that. They said that that guy had come in there, and you had to be careful not to shut that door because
there's no handle. It didn't lock. There's just no handle.
There's no handle.
Well, you're right. You
and it's so tight-fitting, you couldn't get anything in there to open it.
Right.
The only way to open it is push it from the other side.
Yeah. So somebody would have to come find you that you're stuck there.
Basically locked.
But
you're locked.
He got he went in, and he went around to this other room that was like a little shower area and whatever, and a prep room.
Where they
prep for surgery or clean
the utensils.
Cleaned it all.
Yeah.
And he went around. He was making all these comments and blah, blah, blah. And the door like shut, slammed in his face. And he said... There and that guy was like out of there. He said he was done. Like,
do you remember what he said? He was with buddies and he left them.
He had driven. Yeah, so they had to find another way home.
Yeah,
but he was convinced that he was so skeptical, but like that he couldn't explain that room. Yeah,
there's nobody else there, and there's just slammed right in his face.
Boom.
And he was like, he was out.
Done.
And then another.
That door does not slam.
Yeah, another story like that was on the fourth floor too. They said back in the day, like in the 80s or whatever, maybe earlier, all they had for security was a couple guys that just walked the property.
Yeah.
And they started hearing yells and screams and commotion. So they follow the sounds and they get up to the fourth floor on the central stairway.
Stairwell, yep.
And through the little window in the door, there's steel doors, but... He showed us and had Aaron demonstrate that they're very well-made doors. They're easy to open. All you have to use is one finger.
Yeah, she used one finger, didn't she?
They come right open, so there's no binding of the hinges or nothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're very smooth and easy. And he said there's four kids, teenage kids, that had a hatchet. And during those days, all the busted-out windows, they just boarded them up.
Yep.
Well, they got access through one of those windows with the hatchet. They ended up on the fourth floor.
Mm-hmm.
And they're defacing and just being jerks.
Yeah.
And they started yelling and screaming because they couldn't get this door open. So when the security guards get there, they look in there and see these kids.
And like, what's going on, boys?
Just them. Yeah.
Just
them.
What's going
on,
boys?
They're like, the shadows. The shadows won't let us out. And all four of them are pushing on this door, and they couldn't get it open.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were surrounded by these shadow people.
Yeah. They just kept saying, they won't let us out.
They won't let us out. And so
they did not appreciate them doing that.
I didn't really catch this part of the story, but I assume like the security guards basically grabbed the door, and it opened right up.
Right. And they
bolted.
Yep.
And on the door, and it's there today.
You can see the hatchet.
There's hatchet holes.
That they were trying to
chop
the door
open.
That can just be opened by one finger. And that was that gave me chills.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Chills. And then like, okay, now you can investigate. Yeah. And that's the floor where we did the whole like, okay, who wants to come out, and see us,
And that was really some anticipation when he was saying that. And so then we tried. I'm like, my goodness, what if we do see?
You could feel energy there,
you really could. And I'm not one of those where I'm like, because I don't want to just blow anything out of proportion or embellish. It's just, it's really
it's heavy.
Like I said, it didn't happen. I didn't see it, but it's like, oh, man, you know. Yeah,
but there are pictures that people say that this is what they saw. So, you know, apparitions, full body apparitions coming out.
Well, and he said there's people that, you know, do their investigations and that kind of stuff. And there's one particular shadow person in there called the Creeper.
That's who I wanted.
Who we were capturing. We were
trying
to
find
him. I want him so bad.
But
he's famous.
He tends periodically with groups of people to pick one person out that he is intrigued by.
Kind of follows. Mm-hmm.
And follows them around, sort of stalks them. And every time, you know, they turn around and look behind him or whatever, there it is up on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's,
you
know,
Sean. It was me for this investigation.
Howling like a... A wolf with his tongue hanging out.
Sean, get down. I told you. I'm not going to tell you again.
The tongue flips out and it rolls. So
it's like, man, nothing happens to him. Nothing violent or nothing like that. He just creeps around and follows you. We're trying to find him all night long.
And he's supposed to really be at the fourth floor,
but they said
he's kind of...
He can be anywhere. He was spotted everywhere.
James said he was sort of moving around.
I think he said even the night before or two nights before, he was very,
very active
everywhere. Yeah.
He was kind of not hiding. he was out and about.
When there's so many people that came in and desecrated it, and they were... James was talking about how people just came in and did seances and Ouija boards and whatever they wanted to do.
Everything
and
you're not supposed to do.
Open portals. Yeah. And so they said... I forget what was in the 80s that they had the priest come in. A priest came in, and there were doors that were written, and everything was written that said clean, clean, clean. And we're like, clean? This doesn't look clean. And we're like, oh my gosh, that means it's been blessed by the priest.
Yeah, they cleaned that room.
So that room or that area was clean. And so they closed up all these portals, but he said there's something, some kind of darkness that hangs out on this, on
the main lobby.
And it happens to be part of, or at least connected to, the haunted house they had set up, which was really spooky too. Yeah. We kept going through it, I loved it too. It was amazing. But
it's like
he said, "Don't make that guy mad," basically, because
it will start saying things to you and just ignore it. If you try to,
it will be
provoke it. Then it just gets nastier.
But they think
it
got like basically shut off from its portal.
It's not
oh my gosh,
not an original spirit
the
building.
Demonic presence is what
they said. He said we don't know who it is, what it wants,
but it doesn't seem like it's from this.
But it's not, and it's here,
and it doesn't really do anything
unless you
just
leave it alone.
Let it be.
Yeah, he said you can even come in, go introduce yourself, and just say I'm just here. You know, again,
being polite to it.
You know, he's like, but if you try to get it going and you know, be smart aleck about it, and like that idiot that you know, trash talk, you know, or just being obnoxious.
Yeah,
and I remember him saying, I could tell you what would happen, but I don't want to, or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was
like,
great. Not that I had any idea of doing that to that entity, but I was like, what happened? You know?
So yeah.
It was a beautiful, it had the columns.
Beautiful.
The floor was pretty and
tile work.
Yeah.
It's where people would have entered.
And just off of that was the haunted house part.
Yeah.
And we went through there at least two times, maybe three.
Three.
I loved it. I thought it was so cool. And I'd like to go. Maybe October.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
the part of the haunted house was the X-ray room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Walking
that's right.
There.
Yeah.
Which is spooky.
Then there's the morgue.
Yeah. Which we laid in the there were three shelves, and they said you can go on the bottom one because it's the one can support people. They didn't have the trays that had originally been there, but we laid on plywood or whatever.
Yeah, took our pictures, yeah.
And took our pictures in there. But it is creepy, but they're like, you know, just sit there and listen and just see if you can, you know, hear. There would have been dead bodies laying in these apartments.
Well, I mean, we knew that.
We were smiling, taking selfies, like, ha, ha, ha. You know, Nate said, no, thank you.
Nah.
Somebody said, one of my pictures, I don't know if it was on Instagram or Facebook, and somebody said, you know you're laying where dead people, and I go, yeah, I guess so. And I knew what I was doing,
but
when somebody says it, I'm like, yeah, what the heck was I doing?
Yeah.
It was interesting. Mm-hmm.
It's all fun.
And then I'm trying to get out, and you know,
you can never leave.
Yeah, and I had to kind of crawl out on my back. Yeah. the morgue was, that was
creepy.
Cool. You know, and this place is... I mean, what's cool is, I mean, the toilets are still there.
Yeah.
I mean, not in every room, but a lot of the toilet tubs, the showers, yeah. The closets. What else, guys? A
few bats fly around.
Yeah.
Yeah. No right. baseballs. Scared me. No not, baseball. But not, the bats.
Yeah.
Not spirits, but yeah.
Poor, I remember Aaron's mom got a couple of bats. You know,
she did. Yeah, she was, yeah. Like, she know, was she like, "Not
was,
again." Yeah,
yeah. She's yeah, like, yeah. "That dumb bat." And it just kind of
that reminds me.
Ding bat too. It was a ding, real dumb. No, no. But she was like, she yeah, she was.
She and I were up, and when we were doing the balls thing up there on the fifth floor, she and I went back because we had done that whole purple ball thing, and she and I went back, and she we oh, were yeah. just fascinated by that. We're like, "Is this yeah. still moving?" And it still was doing its gyration things. And then we left and we said something about, you know, thank you for playing with us. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I heard somebody clear their throat. I forgot. Oh, I forgot
yep.
about that.
Yeah. Until now. Yep.
It was a real gruff, like,
and I heard it.
And you, yeah, you, cause you were right next to, you were kind of okay. just out of it. Yeah. And I forgot. I actually just remember that. Okay. But yeah, she goes, did you hear that? And I said, yeah, a throat clearing, like, and it was like not real happy
that,
with us.
That was when that's the incident. When it happened, you and I heard a yeah real gruff. That's when we went and thought it was James. We're mm-hmm. like, did you?
Yeah,
were you
exactly
clearing
right.
your throat? Mm-hmm. Or were, he's yep, like, I, right. I literally yep. just walked in. I'm like, because yep. we that's, heard a grumble, right. like a graspy yeah. And he's no, like,
it was
on
not,
me.
Nobody, that's why, I promise you, nobody was yeah. there. Nobody was on no, the outside no, there. We no. just looked around all that.
Because the first thing you
nobody
do
could have made
like,
that okay. noise.
And then you're like, is any other group here? Anybody else here? And yeah, he's
that
like,
did that one gave me chills too.
That was like a real clear in your throat or kind of like yeah.
I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah, just going back to, or I was going to say,
Aaron's mom, when the doors were slamming and we were trying to figure all that out, one slammed right next to us.
Man,
and she jumped in between you and me
yeah.
and had a death grip on us. She's like, I'm done.
I'm done here. Yeah.
I'm going to stay right between you guys. And I'm like, and then, so it was loud and slamming. We're like, yeah. oh my gosh. And even Aaron was like, ooh, this is something to check out. And you know, yeah. so I remember you were like, push the door. No. And then you finally found it. Like, here it is. And wham. That's it's mm-hmm. the, yeah. But it's,
so do
it's
we
a
want
heck of a,
the finale?
The finale. Nate, do you want to take that one?
Yeah, I can.
go for it. We had what? 20
we had like
minutes?
20
10,
minutes.
10 to 20 minutes
time
left.
To leave.
Yeah.
And we're on the fourth floor. And we're.
We were kicking balls, trying to get things
yeah,
to play with us.
Yeah, we're balls. We're talking, trying to.
Like, hey, we got to go.
Not wasting, but.
Well, we're trying to find the creeper or any shadow
gosh,
person
I was,
at that
I know.
Matter, you know?
Yeah.
And so. The way the building's set up with that central hallway is you have a center part of the building.
Yeah,
like a straight, yeah.
Yeah, a straight section, and then off of the ends of that, it's not a true 45, but it angles off of those
yep.
two
yeah.
more hallways.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it sort of looks like a bow-shaped
yeah.
building. Mm-hmm. And so the central stair, obviously, is in that central section of the hallway mm-hmm. in the middle. And so we just came up the one stairway at the east end of the building and walked west and got down, made the turn at the first elbow.
We
walked
had
down that hallway.
Had our lights out.
Yeah, we had our lights mm-hmm. out, but we're walking west, went past the central stairway, which is the only stair that has lights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we got down to the next elbow for the next little section of
yep.
hallway. So I was like, well, I guess we can slowly start making our way back. You know, mm-hmm. we only got 20 minutes. So we turn around and I shine my light down to the other end of that straight hallway to the mm-hmm. next elbow. And Aaron's like, do you see that? And I looked, I'm like, sort of looks like something peeking around the
peeking
corner.
Peeking around the corner, yeah.
She's
that's
like,
what
yeah,
I saw, too.
I think it's a shadow person. So, Sean, you started calling out to it.
I did. And I was provoking a little bit at the end there because I'm like, come yeah. on, we got to get this going. And I probably shouldn't have. But my other thing was my contacts were getting really dry, and I ended up putting my glasses on when we got in the car, but I kept thinking, I can't be seeing that. And I, that's why I said, you're not, are you guys really seeing this? Because I'm thinking my eyes are just playing tricks on me. And Todd, you were, I think you were looking the opposite way because you were like, I think I see something. And then like, no, I don't think I see
it. Well, I mean, I'm looking at all, but I was focused on the other side.
The other
side.
Doorway.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, there's a doorway right there.
But they was around the corner.
I'm like,
and
what the heck?
Aaron, her mom, you and I all saw this thing peeking around the corner. Yeah, and all I could think was like.
Corner.
And it was at the end of the 8 hours. I was fatigued. And so I still like, what did I see? But I did see something and it was playing with my mind.
All of us saw something move.
Yeah.
And kept moving.
It looked like something looking around the corner. Yeah. And I'm like,
I think I saw what you guys saw at the beginning. And then for some reason I went to the other side and I thought I was seeing something there, but you guys did. But I did see what, cause I'm like, there is something crouching, like peeking.
It's probably only about 3 foot, 4 foot tall.
Exactly.
I was trying to talk.
Like either it's a kid or it's a
poking its head out.
But I was trying to talk myself out of it. That's why I was like, you guys can't. But when you guys were saying, I'm seeing the same thing, I'm like, and then this is kind of crazy.
So then we had.
And she thought, Aaron said, I think it's going to charge us, guys. And Nate and I were like, how do you get it to charge you? We kind of wanted it to, but she's like, no, you don't want it to.
No, I don't know if I want that. But her mom was freaking out.
She was freaking out.
She said,
we got to go.
We
got to
go. We got to get out of here.
Well, the exit's in front of us. She's like, no, I'm not walking towards it.
And Aaron's like, mom, we have to go that way. That's how we have to get out of here. And she's, I was like, we got you.
It'll be all right.
We started talking to us, like, all right, we're leaving. It's time for us to leave now. We're going. We're just getting to the exit.
And, yeah.
And you know, it didn't charge or nothing.
No.
You know, whatever it was, it stayed over there. But
it was not a Charger. It was a Challenger.
So weird. I admit that was weird. Unexplainable.
The cherry of the night.
Yeah.
So it was like, all right, we can go home.
But you know what?
Yeah, right.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, again, if it was our eyes playing tricks, I mean, we saw what we thought we saw.
We were getting tired. We were getting fatigued. And that's fair. Well, I mean,
had five of us there that
we saw.
We were all seeing something.
And we weren't that far away, really.
No.
We're looking for other reasons. Like, this can't
maybe 50 foot, 60 foot.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. And what's funny is you think, like, man, we got, 8 o'clock at night until, you know, we go at 4 a.m. And I'm like, I still had a decent amount of energy where I'm like, I wasn't going, I can understand like your contacts, but you didn't seem like you were like, oh, I can't. No, I mean,
I could still see, but
I mean, the energy.
I could have stayed there until
rush.
The sun came up.
Yeah.
I could have too. I agree.
Yeah.
It's wild that you're like, man, because there's not a lot of things for 8 hours you want to, I mean, yeah, we work for 8 hours, but that's, but like anything past that, there's a lot of things I'd enjoy, but I couldn't go to a concert for 8 hours. I couldn't I couldn't play sport, you know.
Adrenaline going.
Yeah, it's a rush, and you're just like, because you could, and we saw how many of the same rooms. I mean, there's hundreds, but I'm just saying.
I mean, we walked each floor.
Yeah, remember, because you kind of noticed the graffiti, and you just never know because maybe something happens now in that particular room or area, or you know. What was funny, real quick,
I know I scared you guys a few times.
Oh, gosh. I was like, Nate.
Because he's so quiet, and then he'd be like,
I'm like,
oh, and I take all the flashlights, but I hardly use them.
You did get me a couple.
I just walk around in the dark.
He got me a couple times,
I'm like, good grief, Nate. I'm like, that guy. You're like, oh, hey.
Well, you can hear Todd and I coming.
We're
a mile away.
I'm like a ninja.
There's a couple times. I'm sure Aaron was like, oh, my gosh. You can hear Todd and I talking in the background.
Listeners are like, oh, really? They talk?
They talk a lot? No.
So
we could be quiet, though, too. We knew how to be quiet.
I'm like, gosh darn it, Nate. So I remember when we had the three of us, when we went through the sister's room, we were like, you know, hey, can we come through? Can we put, you know? And then we told Aaron and her mom, and Aaron goes, oh, gosh, I just walked right through.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
And we're like, well, you're
female.
And they're like, oh, that's right.
Yeah, right.
Like, we couldn't do that, but it was just funny. Like, oh, gosh, she felt bad. Like, oh, man, like, nah, you're – I don't think they're going to mind you guys.
Yeah. We'd walk through there and a piece of plaster fall off the ceiling and hit us.
Exactly right.
Ooh.
You disrespectful son of a monkeys, yeah.
That's Sammy letting us know.
Yeah, I thought I saw
Sammy's
something.
Like, it's time.
That's that's an entity all its own. I can't breathe.
The creepers here.
Still can't smell. I smell chemical. That's about it.
Yeah. I just smell goofy smell.
The creepers, the crapper.
The crapper.
I had a blast.
That was fun. Yep.
James did a great.
Do you want to do it again? Yes, please.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah, I absolutely 100% would.
I want to go for another tour, another investigation, and I want to go to the haunted house. I want to do. Yeah, that's a place you don't just go. Been there, seen it. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. No, yeah.
I want to go again.
Heck yeah. And that's a We had great weather. I mean, only until like the last couple of hours. I mean, I was walking around. I think I just had a 3/4 shirt on, and then in my windbreakers and a hat.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, I'm gonna put my sweatshirt on. It was awesome.
It felt good. Yeah.
It was so nice. But it is. It's outside. I mean, it's inside. But whatever it is outside,
end up being a
perfect you're
night.
Gonna feel. You know, so if it's hot, blazing hot, you're gonna be blazing hot. If it's cold or windy, it is what it is. You're exposed to the elements, but. I love the place. It was really cool.
Yeah.
The history. And like I said, if we didn't experience even a sound, you're still just walking through this place. You're like,
it was an awesome hang like it always is. But it was a wild hang.
Well, because you always see these like rundown buildings and you're just like, oh, that is so creepy but cool at the same time.
Right.
And that's what this place is.
Yeah. I never felt scared.
No.
But it's definitely creepy, definitely eerie and spooky. But I think most of it's just because of the real history.
Yeah,
And then the condition, you know. But I didn't feel like, ooh, other than when he said, don't antagonize this thing, whatever it is in that area. Because I'm like, okay, that would be like if we did have something a little more malicious, that would be bad. But I don't even think I think Nate or Sean, one time, though, that's when you're kind of getting a little bit.
He was getting antsy.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna
not
say
me.
You were like more like you were like, oh hey, what? And I'm like, oh great. And he goes, that's Todd. It is not.
Oh,
it's Sean.
Oh, that was what I was doing my Home Alone. Like, hey guys, I'm over here.
I'm like, oh gosh, we made it this far.
I know. You know let's not bring the demon.
And then he says it's me, and I'm like, no, that's Sean. I said, and you're like, no,
name's Todd.
I go, he knows. Name's he's
Todd,
smart. Bye. He knows who's.
Yeah, that leads up through the spooky staircase.
And that's
and
then that leads to the haunted house part. But Aaron's mom wasn't too crazy about the haunted house.
No, she didn't like that part.
She didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Aaron, I'm not sure if Aaron did or not. I can't remember, but that was.
I thought she, creepy. Yeah, I think she thought it was cool, but.
This year, I can't remember what she,
I don't think she's scared of anything.
No, I still, I don't know if I don't know.
I wouldn't want to investigate this thing by myself, no.
Right. And not maybe because I feel like I'd get attacked or it's just what if something happens?
No kidding, right?
You know, you're kind of on your own, you know? But anyway.
Yeah.
I loved it. I
Yeah.
Did you notice we weren't
six thumbs
short
up,
of words?
Right?
It was like,
no.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, this and that. Mm-hmm. Remember this? And oh, yeah. This,
It's weird to relive it, you know?
It's a neat place. We definitely advise you to go check it out.
Absolutely.
Whether you're just wanting to check it out like we're not investigators, but we went on an investigation.
But we play them on TV.
Yeah, we play it, or if you're, I just want to take a tour. James did an awesome job. And I gave him a good 5-star review on his, on the Google review.
He deserved it, right?
Yeah, and they responded and said, oh, thanks. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Of course, I put Todd from Middle Age Creep.
And he's like, what?
Yeah.
We mentioned it to him.
Yeah. Like I said, it was real comfortable. Like it was just the area that you get to kind of take your breaks. And the bathroom is clean and it was comfortable. Like, now that was temperature controlled, you know. It was nice. It was kind of nice and warm in there. And then, I don't know. I don't have anything else to say. It was just freaking
it was
awesome. I don't
know
what
I mean. This is a fun discussion. I told you it would be.
Yeah. So there you go.
Waverly
Hills. That's where I want.
We always got to go back to song.
I know. So, Sean.
Yes.
What's your.
You know what? I really had this dark side planned out, and I was like, oh, this is perfect. Waverly's dark side.
That's what I was going
to
guess.
And I switched to middle age moment. I've been doing so many dark sides, and I thought this song played this morning, and I'm like, with a bunch of things going on and just, you know, just
we're
in general,
not
I'm not going to be specific. That's exactly right. How'd you know? You take it over, Nate. I actually heard a couple songs this morning. The first one I want to mention real quick is Pearl Jam's Yellow Ledbetter. And it was, you can't understand half of those lyrics.
Have you seen the TikTok where
it types out all these
garbles?
And it's like, I felt that.
I felt that.
But you can't understand whether it's like, you know, am I the boxer or the bag? You know, and it's like, I don't know. Am I the boxer or the bag? And I was getting that feeling.
I'm a warrior.
But
with the vibe, I'm a warrior. I'm on phone.
Mike.
Nate, you just roped me it now.
Mike. Not me, man.
Mike, I apologize.
He's talking about punching bags.
Yeah. Great.
So I don't know a lot about this guy, but I do know this song. And when this came on, this spoke to me. And I think we're all, you know, we have these days, we have these weeks. I know the listeners do too, but it's Shawn Mendes, In My Blood. All right.
Shawn Mendes.
So help me. It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It isn't in my blood. Laying on the bathroom floor, feeling nothing. I'm overwhelmed and insecure. Give me something I could take to ease my mind slowly. Just have a drink if you, and you'll feel better. Just take her home and you'll feel better. Keep telling me and it gets better. Does it ever? Help me. It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up. No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me. I'm crawling. I hit my mic again. I'm crawling in my skin. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It isn't in my blood. It isn't in my blood. I'm looking through my phone again, feeling anxious, afraid to be alone again. I hate this. I'm trying to find a way to chill. Can't breathe. Oh, is there anybody who can help me? It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up. No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me. I'm crawling in my skin. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I can't. It isn't in my blood. It isn't in my blood. Oh, I just need somebody now. I just need somebody now. Someone to help me. I need someone now. Help me. It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I can't. It isn't in my blood. Now, the other thing that I thought of is just us personally, our families, our friends, the creepies. That hits home, right? Like,
yeah.
You feel like giving up. But this also hit me with Waverly because as I was listening to this, I'm like, oh my gosh, those people probably felt that way.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And some of them did have to succumb to death. But it's like, no medicine strong enough. And somebody helped me. And I was like, oh, it's man, like those spirits that we... So I thought, this is like a perfect song. And mm-hmm. I thought, I'm doing a middle-aged moment. There's a little bit of a dark side to it, too. But it's a middle-aged moment because it's got hope in it. It's not mm-hmm. my blood, man. It is not my blood to give up. Right?
Yeah.
So anyway, I thought I'd share.
Yeah. I liked it.
I was surprised as anybody.
I like Shawn Mendes. He's, mm-hmm.
I like his name.
First name's kind of weird.
That's kind of weird.
In your blood? No. Or
it's in my blood, yeah.
In my blood.
In my blood.
Yeah, in my blood is what it's called. No.
It's not in my blood or it's in my blood?
In my blood okay. is the name of the song.
Well, the lyrics.
Let me double check that. I just read it. In my blood. Lyrics, yeah. It's called In My Blood.
Yeah, I know the title.
I'm sorry. It isn't in my blood.
It isn't in my blood.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought you were saying, is that the name of the song? I was like, no, don't think so.
It's in my blood, but the lyric says it isn't.
It isn't in my blood.
So you think it isn't in my blood.
Man, you can make
it's in my head.
You're making this way too hard. I can't get out of this moment. I can't get out of the moment.
I'm confused. No, I'm
kidding. I don't know what to do with my hands now.
No, I was just trying to make sure I was hearing it right.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I do mumble.
Blood.
I think he's making it up. I'm a mumble. I think he's making it up.
This whole thing was brought to you by Complete Fabrication.
Join us. Yeah.
I'm going to sneak out of this middle-aged moment.
Get to the announcements.
Sneak. Okay, the second part of the announcements, thank you, is contact us with our email address. We have an email address. It is makopodcast@gmail.com. Tell us how we're doing. Contact us. Merch orders, of course. That's also
complain about this episode.
No, please don't do that. We have Tuesday Terrors every day. Not every day. Every week.
Every day
on Thursdays. I don't know.
Tuesday Terror every day.
Every day. Every week on Tuesdays.
Hey, it's Friday. Guess what?
It's 2 minute video on everything but Twitter because Twitter won't let us have them. So
finish the story.
Yeah.
Twitter can't. It's 2 minutes and 20 seconds maximum on Twitter. So everything else has these Tuesday Terrors, but.
Every day.
No, every day.
Every day
is a new day. Wow, that'd be a lot.
We do them every day except Tuesday.
We are on every listening platform, so make sure and go out there and listen. Tell your friends, tell your family. Word of mouth is wonderful. So give us 5-star ratings and reviews. Like us, of course, and go out there and get our merch.
Like Nate says, it's the only option.
It is the only option.
Yeah, that's all there is.
Go out there and get our merch. Go get you some. Just go do it.
Yeah.
And don't we have something new? Are we going to?
I'm not going to announce.
We're going to announce it. Okay, that's a super secret. Okay, good.
First on social media. So
okay, we have a surprise then, but we're not going to talk about it yet.
Yeah, it's a new merch item, right? But I'm not going to.
Sounds good. It's Amy's idea.
It was my wife's idea. Yeah, yep. She comes. You know, I mean, other than two good ideas in her life. First one's marrying me. Second one is this merch idea. But anyway,
go Amy. Mm-hmm.
So is that it?
She's on a roll.
You're done.
That's it. That's all. It's over.
Is it in your blood? No.
Is it toilet paper?
It isn't in my blood either. It's not toilet paper.
It's middle-aged and creeped-out tissues.
You guys.
No.
Go wipe your nose on it.
It's middle-aged and creeped-out dental floss. No. Nate.
We could go there.
Help us out, buddy.
Well, it's time to Waverly your hand and say goodbye.
Oh.
That's a wrap.
Now I am sad. That was fun.
It's a tap and a rap.
I don't care if they didn't have fun. We had
fun. That was a good one.
That was a good one. That was fun. We couldn't wait to talk about that.
No, I know. We were obviously planned. Excited.
I know Nate and both of you were like, hey, are we ever going to do Waverly? I was like, we're going to get there.
It's been on the list. But we went on an investigation.
Yeah.
When are we going to do the episode on
it? August of 2027.
Jot that down.
That was good. Yeah, it was
fun.
Write
that down.
We want to thank everyone for listening to episode number 61 on Waverly Hills Sanatorium and our tour investigation, which was awesome. And we want to say until next time, Creepies, Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out. Keep it creepy.